Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
It's Scott Cam on Radio 1.
Day 3 in Scott Mills' house. Becky has got man flu.
Hello.
Oh, God.
I am really suffering today.
Is it because you've been spending time around all these boys?
I think it is actual man flu. There's no other girl. There's been no other girls here apart from today.
See?
When Tanya's around.
Now you know how serious
it is. Yeah, now you know how it feels to have man flu.
What? Men get man flu from hanging around with other men?
No, now you know. Like, because you feel so rubbish today, you know exactly how we feel when we complain about man flu.
Yeah.
See, that's how bad it is.
Next time, you might show us a bit of sympathy.
Yeah.
I do, I'm quite sympathetic.
How are you feeling today, chappers? Any
better? Yeah, all right. Yeah.
He's a bundle of laughs today.
Yeah.
wasn't sarcastic, I'm saying.
No, it
today.
Was sarcastic.
You've been laughing and everything.
That's the effect Greg James has on me.
Yeah. Hi, Greg. Still here.
Has he moved in?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I think he's between houses and enjoying your home comforts. Although he did bring around lots of groceries for you.
He did. Thanks very much for that. And thanks for the salad as well. That's much more what I should be eating in the run-up to this Great North Run I'm doing.
Not those egg muffins.
We attempted some baking earlier, and a lot of you have been watching it online. Now, I don't do a lot of baking, to be honest, but actually, I found it quite good. Quite enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yes, I did. It kind of takes your mind off the fact that lots of people are watching you on cameras.
Right.
Quite good. Quite therapeutic. Only Becky said, put 4 eggs in.
No, we were doing.
Really not.
I've had this conversation with the wonders that speak. He goes, what did you use? I said, 8-8-4. He went, oh, that should have worked fine.
No, horrible.
It's not some football formation.
8-8-4?
What's that? Some weird cooking code.
It's the formula for the ingredients, yeah.
8-8-4, yeah, that should work. What?
The 4 were really large eggs, so I should have just used 3, maybe.
Right. I think my house has got that sick building syndrome. Because everyone that seems to... I'm properly off today. I woke up... When Greg woke me up early, I couldn't wake up. And then when Chris called me, I was like sniffling away. I think I've got that thing where everyone that comes in here just gets ill.
Are you building up to pulling out of the Great North Run?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No. I have to say, if you're
going to... Start with a cold now.
If you're going to see Boyzone on tour anytime soon, they'll probably cancel. Because they came around yesterday. That'll be off. They will get sick. Everyone's got it. I'm surprised you haven't got it yet, Greg. Are you? Yeah, I've got that sick building syndrome. So far today online, we have had, well, in my house as well, we've had a French maid come round to do a bit of cleaning. She didn't really do much.
Do the stairs very well. Why didn't she use the attachment?
On the Hoover?
Yeah, she just took the whole blooming thing up the stairs.
I know.
There's a nozzle for that.
Well, the thing is, she wasn't an actual cleaner. I don't know if you could tell.
Oh, really?
No. She just turned up in some high heels and kind of... and paraded around for a bit with a feather duster. But then the actual cleaner turned up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And I think they got a bit jealous of each other.
Was there a beef?
There was kind of, like, it was like cleaner idol. It was kind of like a cleaner off.
You've been playing them off against each other.
Right.
Have you?
And the real cleaner was getting a bit jealous of the other one because she was in the French maid's outfit, not really doing much. Meanwhile, she was doing everything.
And not in a French maid's outfit.
And not in a French maid's outfit. I think she felt a little bit... I don't know. She didn't know what the hell was going on, lover. So sorry to my cleaner, if you're listening. We really didn't know what was going on today. She just kept looking at the cameras and going, this on? Yes, it is.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
The classifiers are good this week, but I did win the Euro Millions.
What?
Oh, yeah, I won the Euro Millions. It's good that
How
I'm
much?
Still here, isn't it?
You're like that girl that found the ticket in her bra.
Almost, £32.80.
Oh, congratulations, though. It's better
Yay.
Than nothing. You love a bargain, don't you?
Why didn't Newsbeat do an interview with you?
Not that important. Charming. Didn't hide the ticket in my bra, just kept it in my wallet.
Look, he's here!
Yay! Are you lot still here? Can we not do this anymore?
No, we're doing it all week.
Two people came up to me today and said, Fraser, are you lot still here?
That was a proper
catchphrase. It's ridiculous. I feel like Richard Wilson.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, him, yeah. Anyway, welcome home, flatmate. Hi. You right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Very good. A bit late, aren't you? What time do you call this? 6:25. Okay, and now it's time for Becky's Classifieds. These are actual bargains that you can find on the internet right now. Let's do it. Are they good this week then, yeah?
Yeah, they are. Well, good.
Okay. What have you got for me first?
I can't remember. I think it's a bed.
What?
I think it's a bed.
Okay. Let's find out.
King size bed.
Yeah. Yay!
Mattress and box spring. $60.
Now, this is from America, but I think it's still a bargain. It's only about £30. That's for an entire bed.
Okay. I absolutely hate to sell this bed. This bed changed my life. That's to say, it changed my perspective of the dormant portion of my life. There's so much room.
See? £30 for a massive bed.
Mm.
You want it, don't you?
I don't like the idea of being on someone else's bed, really.
Really? Well, no. That's exactly what happened to me earlier when I got sent ill upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I have noticed, actually, on your bed upstairs that you need to buy a bigger fitted sheet.
No.
You've got quite a posh big bed and then a tiny single fitted sheet.
I tell you why, because I put that on yesterday for when Brittany came round.
It's gaping at the edges.
It's gaping, it is. I know, I noticed that.
And you haven't got a valance either, what's with that?
No, I don't.
Need quick access to your drawers.
Why did you put on a cheap sheet for when Brittany came round?
Well, she was writhing around in there, I don't know. Anyway.
You can just sprawl out and have your own space when your girlfriend's trying to steamroll you in her sleep.
Don't quite know what that is, but if you've got your own space, it's all fine.
Is that an American phrase?
I don't think I've ever been steamrolled in bed.
You might not know, you've been asleep.
I think
what
have.
Is... what?
I can tell by your eyes that you have.
I have to sell the bed because I'm moving into a smaller place and this bed would simply occupy the entire room.
Oh, very good.
It's a year and a half old and has always been used with a feather-top mattress pad. That means you don't have to feel grossed out that you're sleeping on a mattress that other people have slept on.
Oh, OK.
That's so small comfort when you're being steamrolled, isn't it? At least there's a feather top underneath you.
You may also have the feather top pad as well, for free, wow. If you'd like to use it yourself. It's quite comfy.
Pretty good bargain, this, actually. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying now.
It also comes with a metal frame that it sits on, which may or may not have wheels. I can't remember. It does not come with the comforter or pillows. Oh. You can have the sheets if you like. But that's kind of weird.
No, yeah. Don't want the sheets.
At least they admit that's weird.
What's a comforter?
It's a blanket, isn't it?
I don't know.
Isn't it American for blanket?
What, so you, while you're being steamrolled, you can do it in comfort?
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, serious inquiries only. Don't mess me around and not show up when you say you're going to. You know where you are. Come with a truck and the cash. Oh, if you bring me some beer, I'll help you get out of the house. Otherwise, bring a friend. There are stairs involved.
I like this guy, Zad. He's
fair
honest.
Enough, yeah.
He is honest. I like that. Right, next.
Donor machine. Small. For home use. £55.
What?
Now, a donor machine is not exactly what this is.
Has he read this wrong?
He has. What do you think it is?
I think it's a donor machine.
Yes, it's for making kebabs in your own house.
Amazing.
Approximate measurements, 16 inches high, 12 inches wide and 15 inches deep. Gas cylinder and tube not provided. Contact Seoul.
That's weird.
I'm not being funny, but do you know anyone who has a doner kebab machine in their kitchen?
No, I don't, but it's quite a good idea. It's certainly a better idea than a doner machine, which would just be...
Yeah, I think we should get that doner. Can we get that?
No.
Why not?
You don't want a big elephant's foot in your kitchen.
Doesn't look classy, does it?
Tasty, though.
No, I just... It's like a big... big load of meat which you just keep chopping off.
It's not that big, it's for home use.
Yeah.
Stick it next to your, what?
Stick it next to your Lady Diana mugs and away you go.
What's for dinner tonight? Kebab.
Wham earrings. £10.
Yes.
Wham. We moved on.
Yeah. Wham earrings?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a pair of Wham earrings with a picture of George and Andrew on them. Offers over £10.
Now, one of my friends would love this. Because he is the biggest George Michael fan in the world. He is a... It's not my flatmate.
But, or me.
Or you. But and he's a boy. But even so, if it's got George on him, he would love that. Can we get these? How much are they?
£10. Does it... doesn't specify,
reserve them.
It doesn't say whether it's George and Andrew on one earring or George on one ear and Andrew on the other ear.
Whatever, he would love it.
Has he got his ears pierced or does he want clip-ons?
I think clip-ons would be good, I don't know. And also, he will just wear the George one. He's not interested in Andrew, so he'll just wear the one.
Oh, right, OK.
Maybe I could get a deal on half price.
Yeah.
No chance. No, it would. The George one surely will cost £9.99 and the Andrew one will cost a penny.
Next.
One nose for sale. £1.
right? This is a genuine ad.
Mm-hmm.
They all are.
Nice shape, but I've decided to trade it in for a new model.
Is that Michael Jackson?
Whoa!
Hey!
Oh, God.
This man's a comedian in his spare time.
16 years use. Amazing snot producer.
Ew.
Has a few spots and a couple of blackheads.
Yeah, gross.
This is disgusting.
Prone to dryness in the winter. Any offers considered, looking for a quick sale.
Well, it's only £1.
I don't understand what this is. Right?
I don't understand it.
If you want a new nose and can't afford plastic surgery, call up this man. £1 later, you've got yourself one. It's
but
a bit
snotty. Whose nose is it?
Well, he says it's a 16 years use he's had.
So it's just a stick-on nose?
No, I think it's his actual nose. He's getting plastic surgery.
And does he just post it to you in an envelope?
I don't even know if it'll fit. But
what, is it on ice or something?
Sends it in a bag of frozen peas. I don't know. It doesn't specify.
Well, let's find out some more if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
West Cornwall loyalty card. £1.
You like the Southwest?
This sounds good.
Each card will provide you with a delicious medium-sized pasty and any hot drink, absolutely free of charge.
Well, it's not. It's cost you £1 because you bought the card, but, you know, you're still making a saving.
Yeah.
We should get this one for the one that doesn't speak.
He loves a pasty,
doesn't he? Whenever we go anywhere, he always has to have a pasty at the train station.
Yeah, you know, at train stations, they always have those Cornwall pasty shops.
Yeah.
He can't walk past one. He can't walk past
one. Has one when we leave.
What, even if it's in the breakfast time?
Yeah, one when we leave, and then when we arrive, we'll get one at the other end.
Massive ones, like...
Yeah.
The full price of a pasty and a drink is about £4.40. £2.80 and £1.60 for a drink, which means you can save about £3.
See? I'm after a bargain.
Really good.
Found one.
Yeah. Next.
One bag of marvellous miscellaneous crap. £16.35.
People I like sell how, anything.
And also, I like how specific he is with his pricing. He's obviously looked through and gone, that's £16.35.
So, what's in your large bag of marvellous rubbish? Your bag could contain electrical items, practical junk, something to resell, or it could be a grab bag of laughs. We don't know what's in each bag. It's true, random to crap'em.
Is this your mum selling this?
Yeah.
Stuff from your flat, £16.35.
The marvellous bag is the cream of the crap crop. We're talking primo rubbish here, folks. So be sure to buy more for a better selection. Nothing like good old rubbish. That's what we always say.
That's what my old mum used to say.
Was this actually written like this, or has Greg put some of his own phrases into it?
No, this was actually written like this. Okay. This one, actually, there was a lot of editing involved because Greg just could not stop laughing for about 20 minutes.
I don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
No.
Funny fork. £3.25.
See, this is good for your kitchen.
Yep.
Can't beat a funny fork.
Also...
Oh, yeah, ask Fraser about the shoehorn. Yeah.
Right, in our cutlery drawer...
Yeah.
There looks what appears to be a shoehorn, and it was in the dishwasher.
I think it's on the kitchen table now, is it? One that doesn't speak.
It's a salad tosser. If you ever did anything in the kitchen, you'd know that.
No, none of them knew what it was either, and it looks like a shoehorn.
It does look like a posh shoehorn.
Anyway,
but that's because you're looking at it on its own. If you see it with the other one, it looks like a salad
tosser. Two shoehorns.
Oh, I see. There's two shoehorns. There's a pair. And that makes it different.
I wondered how you got out of those trainers, Fraser.
Back to the funny fork.
This is one of the funniest products in the world. It's a working fork that you can eat with, but the great thing about it is that it extends to 25 inches or 62 centimetres long.
Yes.
Nice.
You can't beat an extendable fork.
Chef,
oh, hello.
Is he rapping now? What's he doing?
Rewind.
He's rapping the classifieds.
Share food or take a bite from someone else's plate from across the table with the extending fork whenever you want. You don't even need to ask them first.
Now, you'd like this.
I would like this.
Because you're always stealing my food at dinner time.
Okay.
It's great fun to take food from someone else's plate when they're not looking and see the look on their face when they can't understand where their food's gone.
Oh, hilarious. Imagine that. Oh, God, this is making me want to kill myself. Hang on.
This nifty multi-use extending fork also works well as a pointer, a back scratcher, and a spear for catching fish in case you become lost on a desert island.
Perfect.
We want to just point out that it's the fork. It's not the fork that's making you want to kill yourself. It's the fact that the CD player doesn't work.
Yeah. Thanks for your confidence in my classifieds.
Right, I'd quite like to have, not the nose.
You should get the nose.
No, I'd like the Wham earrings, please, just the George one. And not the rubbish. And the kebab machine for my flatmate.
Yeah.
That was Becky's classifieds, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, one of our listeners has found something else that is a Scott Cam, is this right?
Yeah, there was an email to Radio 1 Cam saying that they'd searched in YouTube and found Scott Cam, but it was much better than this one. And they wondered if you'd just seen it and copied it and not done it as well.
Well, yeah, I think we've got a lot to learn from this kid. If you've not seen it, go online. It's on YouTube. Just look for Scott Cam. He looks about... Oh, there's the phone.
Oh, dear.
You can answer it if you want.
No.
Anyway, this kid, on his Scott Cam, he looks about 10. Actually, looks like me when I was about 10.
Is it you and you're young?
It's not
they
me.
Didn't have video. Did they have video record? Yeah.
They didn't have video.
I don't know. No, because my dad only got on when I was little and you're older than me, so I assume they didn't have them.
Yes, they did. They had
everything. Are you saying this kid
that's right. When I was young, everything was in black and white.
You know what I meant.
Right, so this kid has a moon face, does he?
Yeah, a big moon face, right. Yeah.
Are you saying this 10-year-old kid looks like me? Is that what you just said?
Well, it looks
are you
like...
saying you look as youthful as a 10-year-old?
No, it looks like me when I was 10.
When you were 10, right?
Yeah. And... he does what we're doing, really, with a camera, but a bit better, to be honest. He's got this own thing called Scott Cam Online. He's got one camera, okay, which is less than us, but we've got a lot to learn from him. Listen to this, right? Have we ever, in the 3 days we've been doing this, have we done any songs about peanut butter jelly?
No.
No, he has. Listen.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, people jelly.
See, it's better.
You've never been that excited.
You could have done that when you were baking.
Why don't we do, have a go now?
What, do a song about peanut butter?
Yeah.
I'm not very well. I think Chappers can do
no,
it.
No, it would hurt my... It'd ruin my vocal cords.
See, you're not up for it, and that's why...
That's the
difference.
You're him, though.
Yeah,
he's
you're
in your
him.
Role.
Go on.
Yeah, no,
go on.
That,
are you stuck
no.
in the chair again?
I'm stuck, actually, yeah, I am. I really need to move this desk out a little bit more at some point.
So why you've got that... Why have you got your leg at that?
Because he can't stretch out.
I can't actually move.
But that's a really horrible view for me.
Sorry, I'll close
my
eyes.
I'm sat down.
Look. Think about the poor people on the webcams.
Go on, do a peanut jelly song.
No.
Go on.
Here he is. No, here he is introducing himself.
Hey, kids of America, you're now on Scott Cam.
Yep. And this is the season finale of Scott Cam, okay? This is much better than us.
Anyway, today is a big show because it is the last one for a very long time. It is the season finale. For this special occasion, I got a new mic that actually works.
Bless him.
He's got a mic that actually works. More than we have.
I was going to say, yeah. He's light years ahead of us. Oh,
and he does good impressions. That's good.
Did you do that deliberately?
No, I didn't. The mic actually did cut out as I said that we... he does impressions into this.
But I can't even sound like Darth Vader. See? Luke, I am your father. Turn to the dark side. See? Yes. Very good. Yes.
Can you do better, Becky?
No, I didn't. Did he just give himself a kiss? He was like, yeah, very good. Mwah. Yes.
Don't you think we need to up our game a little bit?
What, by kissing ourselves?
He plays games as well.
In this segment of Sky Cam, I'm going to play chess with the film with the camera girl.
So now he's playing chess with the camera girl.
Right.
Your move, camera girl. Ah, darn it, you snaked my schnook.
Was that you?
I don't want you to snake your schnook on the here.
Oh, you snicked my schnook. That's his catchphrase. It's better than my flatmates.
Podcast.
Why, my mum's still not rang.
She's still not?
No. We were talking about this yesterday. I plugged in my landline specially, because I don't normally use my landline. It's not even hardly plugged in. Because the only people that ring are telesales people or my mum. Doesn't seem to ring my mobile. Still nothing. Oh, I think we're back on.
No.
The computer's back on, everyone. So, yeah, I've still not heard from her.
Have you tried calling her? No.
Does she know that your phone's on?
I have tried to call her, actually, yeah.
Oh.
She, well, I don't know, because I haven't spoken to her. Presumably someone would have told her.
Why?
Presumably.
Why, she presumably?
Might listen to, she might listen to the show.
Yeah. No, she doesn't. She lost interest in that years
Did
ago.
She
doesn't listen, though. She, like, she knows I'm on, but she doesn't like the music.
I thought she liked bass then,
no,
too.
No, I don't like this. Sorry, Scott. I don't mind you. I just don't like the music.
Does she not even listen to her Chappers?
Not very often. But then mums aren't supposed to really like Radio 1, are they? It's fine. Yeah, she listens to the podcast because all the music's cut out.
I didn't realise that was why you asked me to do it, just for your mum.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. Anyway, I think maybe this is because I had a little bit of a go at her a while ago. You know how in here there's loads of stuff that I've just crammed into various cupboards because you lot are coming around this week?
Yeah, well, when I meant to move this perf earlier, the one that I'm sat on, yeah. I was like, God, it's so heavy.
Yeah, and there's loads in that
perf. There's so much stuff in here.
Yeah. What's in there?
Should I have a look?
Not really.
I did open it before and then got very quickly told not to. I'm not strong
thing
enough.
The thing is, when I got that, right, it was really light and my flatmate just stuffs everything in there.
There's some air freshener for...
There's Condé Nast Traveller magazine, which
there's
you took out.
Yeah. A baseball cap for a small head.
Yeah, that's not me.
Some chewing gums. Yeah. You've got mobile phones everywhere.
Yep.
Some sort of cable.
Loads of
what
crap
have you been cabling?
There. Right, could you just...
Oh, hello, hang on. Oh... Mark's going for it. It's a Zoo, copy of Zoo.
Zoo, Amy presents rudest pics of the year.
Yeah. I think
that's why that's at the bottom.
Can I just have a look at that? I think I've kept that because that's the one with my stalker in, do you remember?
I think that's
the one, yeah.
December, hang on.
And I like to remind myself of her. If you don't remember this, there's a girl called...
do you want me to research this?
A girl called Layla, I think it was, who is quite a big fan.
What else have you found?
I found a box which says Marks and Spencer's evening wear.
That's a bow tie.
Oh. I thought it was something else.
But okay, you can
put it... And a mask! We've got a mask!
There is a mask! It's for flying, when like one of those ones you use on planes.
Oh yeah, it does say that.
Right, close the puff now.
Really?
Thank you.
Sure.
Finishing my story.
Alright. Sorry, anyway back to your argument with your mum.
Well, believe it or not, I've got way more rubbish than I've got in this house. I've got so much more clutter. In my mum's garage, or it was there until last week. Because she has now given it to various charity shops from around the South Coast. She's junked all my stuff. Now, this is stuff that... what's funny? Have you looked in Zoo?
I know why you've kept this
why?
One in Zoo.
Oh, show
it's
me.
It's a whole profile piece
it's
on
It's a whole
yours,
profile
truly.
Piece on you. That is why you've kept this Zoo
you've
magazine.
You've got a double-page spread in Zoo.
Can you
I
guess what the headline is?
No. Oh, the Will Young thing, yeah. Yeah, no, I think that was... I was quite happy
is
with that, that article.
Yeah. Looks like
right,
it.
Put that down. Okay. Anyway, my mum...
That's a story.
My mum has junked a load of my stuff. Admittedly, it's been in the garage for about 5-6 years.
Well, that's a good thing.
But no, it's not. She's given it to charity shops. There's some videos there.
You're obviously not using it anymore. So
some furniture. A chair I quite liked.
What videos did she give away?
Loads of old videos. As you can see, I've mostly got DVDs now.
Aren't you modern?
I put myself right back into the 90s. And, I don't watch them anymore. And also, she's got rid of my tumble dryer, which I've got no room for it here. Do they take tumble dryers, charity shops?
I don't think sometimes they're a bit funny, aren't they? About
they're funny about loads of things. No, we don't want it. Well, you're a charity shop.
They said that Surely about you could my just clothes. Take it.
Did they?
Yeah, some of my clothes weren't good enough.
Mm. I'm wondering if I have to go and buy it all back, all my stuff.
Well, how are you going to know which one it in is? Which one?
Know.
It's not going to be in the window, is it? You've learnt that one.
It's going to be in the Eastleigh or Southampton area, some charity shop. Can't be that many, surely.
Maybe people could go and have a look, see if they can find it.
What, my stuff?
Yeah.
So
do you want people to buy his old stuff back on his behalf?
Yeah, next time you're in a charity shop in the Southampton area, just pop in and see if anything looks like it might be mine.
Yeah, it's a bit, you wouldn't have signed it, would you? It's your tumble dryer.
No, I wouldn't have signed it.
Your mum might
I know
have
he is a bit me, but I don't think he signs his own tumble dryer.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
People are reporting from various charity shops around the South Coast, thinking that this might be some of the stuff that my mum has given to them. Adam and Eastley's just walked past a charity shop with an inflatable wine bottle in the window. That could well be mine, actually. Yeah. I think I did have one of them.
Does that sound about right? Did you autograph it?
No, I didn't sign it, no. Loads of people saying, bottle openers. Yeah, very possible, to be honest. Someone says they've... teeth whitening kit is also quite a popular one. Because, you would buy that at a charity shop, wouldn't you?
I'm not being...
From a woman that's got no teeth.
What?
Why would you want a second-hand one? It's been moulded to the first person.
Who's got no teeth?
The person you're buying it off.
How do you know? It's a bit of a brush, don't
you? Yeah, how do you know that the person you're buying it from has got no teeth?
I'm not saying that all charity shop workers have no teeth.
Well, that was what you kind of implied.
That's what you implied.
Just some of them, in my experience. Someone just seen in Southampton. Oh, no, they bought them, actually. Some Speedos. They think they might be mine. No.
Oh, no. If you saw Speedos that thought were yours, why would you then go and buy them?
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's horrible. And someone's just seen in Winchester a mannequin with a leather glove. That's where the other one went.
That's where it is. Yes. A lot of people want the one that doesn't speak as well to wear the head cam tonight when he watches the football.
Right. Oh, I see. So they can watch
They can watch the football. Unfortunately...
No, we can't do that.
Sky Sports paid millions and millions of pounds for the Champions League rights, and therefore we're not allowed to put the head cam on. However, if you log on and watch just the normal cameras, it'll be like watching a version of Soccer Saturday.
Oh, it'll be like that one when men watching football, isn't it?
Yeah, there'll be no Jeff Stelling, but by the one that doesn't speak's actions, you'll be able to tell whether Liverpool are winning or not.
That is the most ridiculous programme in the world. Why do they sit there going, and all it is like men going, oh, and you're like, what's happening?
That is the best.
I tune in for that. When's it on?
Yeah. Exactly.
What channel's that?
Saturday afternoons from midday. Sky Sports 1.
And everything.
6 hours a day. 6 hours.
It's just like that.
You might go off it slightly when you realise it's people like Phil Thompson going,
Okay, yeah, that changes things. Yeah.
You don't know who Phil Thompson is, do you?
You don't know who he is.
No, but I'm guessing he's not the best.
A huge nose.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. You tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1.
And you're wrong, Becky. It's the best show on television.
Now, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All the scoring's cocked up now.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, all right, thanks. Sorry, he's just holding up a piece of paper in front of me, one that doesn't speak, thanks.
Has it got the score on it?
That's what I was looking for, but no, it hasn't. Anyway, so everything to play for, as they say. Are you ready?
Yes.
Play along at home on 81199. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know Boyzone?
Yeah.
They came around for tea yesterday.
Yes, they did.
As they do every Tuesday. And we played a game of hide and seek, as we do every Tuesday, me and Boyzone. And this week it was Stephen Gately hiding, and me and Ronan Keating were looking for him, because that's how hide and seek works.
Okay.
But how long did it take me and Ronan to find Stephen Gately, who was hiding somewhere in my house? Chappers.
23 seconds.
Chappers are saying 23 seconds. Becky.
1 minute, 9 seconds.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is my weekly game of hide and seek with Boyzone, but how quickly can we find Stephen? This is a traditional game of hide and seek in my house. Who'd like to hide?
Stephen.
I'll hide.
Okay, so, Ronan, if you just face that wall, please. Yeah. If you can count to 20 with your eyes closed. Yeah. Stephen, hide somewhere in the house. You count out loud if you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, go.
In the bathroom. No. Hello. Are you down there?
On the landing. Upstairs. By the football table.
Have you done this before?
In my bed. No.
Where's he gone?
No. In my flatmate's room.
No.
In my room.
No.
No.
Dave, where are you? Get out of that closet.
We did that years ago.
Where is he?
He's very good at hiding things.
He's good, isn't he? Where is he? Back down the stairs.
Where'd he go?
Back in the lounge.
Maybe he went downstairs. Mm-hmm. Right around the corner, is he?
Where's he gone? No, right, I give up.
Where are you?
You win, Stephen. Where are you?
You got about 400 cameras in the house and you can't find them.
I see
you. Steo, you win.
Come out.
Where are you?
Top floor.
Yeah. Where?
How did you do that?
Where were you? Where were you?
You were in the closet.
I was in the closet, yeah.
I win!
Stephen wins. There we are.
So how long was that?
I just realised I did that at the camera.
You did, yeah. How long was that? Yes, you did. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good. Anyway, so no one wins because we couldn't find Stephen, who was hiding all the time in the closet. Who'd have thought it?
To be fair, though, he didn't do a very good job. He looked like every man searched for something, walks into a room, just looks and goes, no, not in here.
No, next. No, not here. No,
it was flawed, yeah.
He'd be rubbish in the FBI.
The whole point of hide and seek is that people hide, as he did. They don't just go into another room and stand there.
Okay, in that case, he's quite good at it. Anyway.
No, you're dreadful at it. You and Ronan just didn't put any effort in.
Mm. Maybe he's good at it.
Yeah, he's Stephen. Very good at it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's very good at hiding.
Anyway, I'll be playing my next game of hide and seek with Boyzone next Tuesday. Only, of course, you won't be able to see that one.
whatever the next game is that's coming up, don't do any hand gestures.
All right, good. Now, you know Loose Women?
Oh, yes, I love that show.
We don't.
I'm very tempted to do a hand gesture now.
Who would the hand gesture be about?
All of them.
Really?
Mm. Which one in particular?
No, I like Jackie Brambles.
Jackie Brambles.
She's the only good one. Yeah. Jane McDonald. I used to work on a cruise ship. Yeah. Who's the other one? Carol McGiffin. Oh, God. Kill me now.
Colleen Nolan.
Nolan, yeah.
I quite like her as
well. Andrea, who used to be the weather girl on Gem TV.
Yeah, she's all right. It's just... Anyway, on yesterday's episode of Loose Women...
How many times did they criticise men? 5,000, Scott.
Ooh!
In the first 2 minutes of yesterday's show, how many times do you think they said the word bra?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Chappers.
Four.
Becky.
What are you huffing at?
None, because they don't just talk about bras and women and how horrible men are.
They do, mostly.
They talk about TV and chocolate and stuff.
And how horrible men are.
And shoes.
And how horrible men are.
No, they don't just talk about how bad men are.
Anyway, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here are the Loose Women from yesterday's show on bras. But how many times will they say it in the first 2 minutes of the show?
That's the whole kind of bra thing. Just wearing your bra.
Are you wearing your bra?
I'm not wearing my bra. They could all fit in mine, couldn't they?
No. Next time you're going out without a bra on.
No, I'm wearing my bra. I'm just not wearing my bra exposed. That would just be not nice.
No.
Wow. Chappers wins.
Thank you.
They said it 9 times in two minutes.
Must have been a freak episode.
Makes a change from slagging off men, though. It's all good.
That was after the break.
Oh! What's occurring?
So, it's Chappers 1, Becky 0. Are you ready for your final situation?
Yes, I'm excited about this.
Now, you know Axwell and Bob Sinclar.
May we?
They're our favourite producers in the world of dance music. They have that wonderful world track out at the moment. And they've also got a new game called Smell My Cheese, which the listeners absolutely love. Do you remember that? But did you know, as well as smelling each other's cheese, Axwell and Bob, they love riddles as well. Oh. They love a riddle. They can't get enough of mind-bending conundrums. But your question is this. If Axwell and Bob Sinclar were to call 7 hairdressers, let's say, in Chorley, in Lancashire, how many of them would be able to get the answer to their riddle correct? Becky.
None.
Oh.
No, that's not offensive to the hairdressers. That's just saying I don't think they'd...
I was groaning because I wanted to go none as well.
What are you saying?
One.
Just say none as well, because you still win if it's none.
I can't do that. One.
You're saying one. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Axwell and Bob Sinclar with their riddle for the hairdressers of Chorley. But how many will get it right?
Good afternoon, Mojo Hair Design. Shirley speaking. Can I help?
Hello, this is Axwell. You know the guy that did I Found You?
I can't say that I do, no.
Listen, I have a quick riddle for you.
I'll try.
What goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
No, you've got me.
It's a tea bag.
Of course it is. Okay, great.
Hello? Hi, it's Bob Sinclair.
Right.
Can you smell my cheese?
What, sorry?
What goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
I don't know. I want to answer, but I don't.
Oh, my friend, don't say that on the radio. Right. I'm afraid.
Beck, listen to this. What goes in hard and dry and comes out wet and soggy? It's not a pee. She hasn't got a clue now, have I?
It's a tea bag, my friend.
A tea bag? That's a terrible joke.
I know.
See you later.
Smell my cheese.
Hello. Hello there.
Right.
This is Axwell.
Right.
You know the guy that did I Found You?
No.
I don't have time to chat, but I have a quick riddle for you.
Right.
What goes in dry and hard?
Right.
And comes out wet and soggy.
Not a clue.
I have a riddle for you.
Is this a joke?
No, sacre bleu.
Go on, man.
Okay, what goes in dry and hard?
Run.
And comes out wet and soggy.
Is it a towel?
It's a tea bag.
Oh, yes, it is a tea bag. I don't know.
It's a tea bag.
Okay. Bye.
Smell my cheese.
What goes in dry and hard?
I don't know. What's the answer? I'm not heading north.
I have something to ask you. I have a riddle for you.
If the children were here, yeah, you'd be able to talk to them, but no.
Don't be insane. Sorry.
Go on.
Okay. What goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
A paintbrush.
Completely wrong.
Okay, bye.
I'd quite like Bob Sinclair to have his own like perfume. Everyone's doing it. New from Bob Sinclair. Smell my cheese. So, the answer was none. Chappers wins. Oh, what's occurring today?
Becky said none. That makes it 1-1. It's a draw.
It's a draw, which means that Becky is...
Oh, man alive.
Sorry, I'm ill. I'm not very well.
You're not any good at it when you're normal.
Well, I'm extra bad at it today. Have some sympathy.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.